Welcome into Scoops with DannyMac.com, and this is our daily report with Derek Gould. Now, if you would like these to drop on your favorite device, all you have to do is go to iTunes and subscribe, and you'll get these Monday through Friday throughout spring training as well as throughout the regular season. We're going to be doing this every day, Monday through Friday, on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. And so you can get those right on your favorite device. All you have to do is subscribe at ScoopsWithDannyMac.com, and you'll get these right on your favorite device. A lot of different things to go over with Derek Gould. And probably the most prominent discussion today is about the Cardinals' offense. The Cardinals' offense has been stagnant down here in Florida, so we're going to get into that. The pitching, though, has been outstanding, and we're going to get into many of the very good starters that the Cardinals have. Also, some news with Carlos Martinez. This is brought to you in brilliant clarity by Lordo's Diamonds, family-owned and operated for over 60 years. Top-quality jewelry at affordable prices, so stop paying too much at the chain stores and experience the Lordo's Diamonds difference. Mike and Jim Lordo, they're there every day. They're located in the heart of Ladue, 9222 Clayton Road, and you can see their selection at lordosdiamonds.com, lordosdiamonds.com. We're coming to you from Jupiter, Florida, and this is the spring training home of the St. Louis Cardinals. I'm in the Lou Fuse Automotive Studios on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. A visit with Derek Gould comes your way next.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. There's never been a better time to look at a refinance. Maybe it's time to get rid of the PMI or get some cash out to pay off the credit cards. 5 minutes could save you $500 a month. TheHomeLoanExpert.com. Enjoy the podcast.
As St. Louis looks forward to celebrating Easter, remember that Schnucks has everything you need for your big Easter meal. Schnucks carries Frick's Hams, a fifth-generation family-owned company from Washington, Missouri. Their hams are the best, and most of their pork comes from Midwest farms in Missouri, Illinois, and Iowa. This Easter, think Schnucks for hams, great sides, desserts, candy, and everything that goes along with it. Don't forget about the Schnucks Rewards app. Get everything for Easter at Schnucks. Derek Gould of the Post-Dispatch is with us. And the Cardinals lost today with Dakota Hudson on the mound. So much talk about Dakota Hudson, Derek, and let's get a little clarity maybe on starter number five. John Gant pitched yesterday. You saw that start in Disney. And tonight, or rather today, Dakota Hudson, where do you think the club is leaning on that number five starter between those two?
Well, I think you can maybe read something into the assignment. So let's begin there. John Gant got one inning at Disney, and that was not ideal. He came in after Miles Michaelis and after Alex Reyes as reliever on the day that they announced that if he's competing for a job, it is as a reliever. So you have John Gant in the mix there, needing starters inning, needing to push his arm strength, needing to up his pitch count, and he gets one inning. So realizing that that's not ideal, they have rewritten his program, and he's going to throw in a backfield game on Thursday morning. So he's got to get, a couple innings in, work sort of a competitive bullpen situation, if you will, just to up his pitch count and log some throws so that his arm strength is moving in the right direction to be a starter. Whereas Dakota Hudson got a game. He got the main stage. He got the competition against the Marlins. He got, to push his pitch count and get into some trouble and, have a high pitch count and find a way out of it. There you go. So I think you can read something into the assignments. You have a split squad game coming up here where Daniel Ponce de Leon will get one of those games. And, so Gomber, Ponce de Leon, they're still in the conversation because they're still being prepped as starters. But I think the focus is narrowed down to Gant and Hudson. And it's worth noting that, Hudson got the marquee game.
It's interesting, too. We talk so much pitching in our reports when we visit daily, Monday through Friday. And for those that are new to this, Derek Gould is with me every single day throughout the baseball season, Monday through Friday. Derek, of course, from the Post-Dispatch. And we have not really talked much about the offense. And, it's something that I go at it with caution because sometimes guys, veterans, they're working on things. And that's something that should be noted. And this is never, especially young players, when we look at numbers at Palm Beach, this is where they play. It's a offensive nightmare sometimes for guys down at this ballpark. But, man, it's been a tough go for many, many players down here this spring. The offense just hasn't been all that good for the St. Louis Cardinals.
No, the Cardinals are the lowest scoring team in baseball. That comes with an asterisk because another one of the lowest scoring teams in baseball, I think the next lowest scoring team is the Marlins. So they both call Roger Dean Stadium home. And as you said, you know, I mean, this can be a difficult place, difficult conditions to hit. It's not really a power mad place. And of course, this is a power mad game. So it doesn't necessarily tell you much about where guys are headed. I mean, I think you look for the strikeouts, you look for the walks. I mean, some things stand out, right? Like Dexter Fowler didn't have a walk going into today. I think that says that, you know, he's trying to make contact and he's trying to get his timing. And he's up there to swing and make the most of these things, but he also doesn't have a walk. You know, on the contrast that with Paul Goldschmidt, who has something like a 500 on base percentage and is hitting well, Matt Carpenter, who has the same amount of hits as Dexter Fowler. But you know, just three of them are home runs. So they stand out a little bit. I think you're just seeing overall kind of lethargy in some key spots, right? As far as statistics go. And, you know, you look at Ozuna had two hits today, but it took him, he had one hit in his first 20 at bats this spring. Harrison Bader had an infield hit at Disney, but you know, he has had a sluggish start. The outfield as a whole has had, you know, just not a productive box score start to the spring. One of the things that I think was brought up by Schilt that was interesting was he said, you know, some of this is the progression that the new hitting coach is exposing these hitters to, is the work that he's doing, and some of it is new, and the Cardinals are learning it, and they are mapping things in different ways than a box score will tell us. I mean, one example is Dexter Fowler, right? They talked to him about his exit velocity and some of the other higher metrics about his at-bats, and they're all encouraged by that. And they point to, like, okay, look, this is the progression of him getting his swing right, having bat speed, having his timing comes next, and then you're starting to see him, you know, have a feel for pitches. And all that work, step by step by step, is to get him ready for opening day. It's not to fill the box scores of spring training. And I thought that was interesting because – you know, and you've heard this, Dan, and you know, it is a new voice in the room with Jeff Albert, and he does have some new approaches. He does have a new look to how they do BP, and he does have a new look to how they talk about working in the cage. So if there's an adjustment there and that's lagged the offense, then the idea is that it will ramp up and be ready when opening day starts, because you don't want this learning curve, as they called it, to leak into the season.
You probably aren't thinking about this right now, but you should be. Summer's around the corner. All of a sudden, you have to turn on your AC. Everybody in town is going to do it at the same time. Get your annual AC tune-up right now. If you need that tune-up, call Design Air Heating and Cooling. If you need a new system, Design Air is the number one Train dealer in the Midwest. It's hard to stop a Train. Check out my friends at DesignAirService.com. Proud partner of the St. Louis Cardinals. What are some of those things that you're seeing with BP, those adjustments? And maybe I can add to it too, but what have you seen?
Higher velocity work.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things that Jeff Albert mentioned is the average velocity has, you know, of a fastball has spiked here in recent years, and we all see it and we all know it. I mean, Jordan Hicks exists, or Aroldis Chapman exists. All these guys are just, you know, chucking at high velocity at this point. And he said, well, so why hasn't BP changed to accommodate? So when he throws BP, man, he's really close to the cage to simulate velocity, because he shortens the distance between his BP throws and the hitters, but doesn't shorten the effort in which he throws them. So they have to react quicker. It's not the BP fastball is coming, you know, from a shorter distance, so it simulates velocity different. Velocity off the machine has been cranked up. Where that machine is focusing is different. You know,
yes.
You hear guys talking a lot about, you know, the high fastball and how to, you know, drive it, bring it down or foul it off, and how to manage the upper reaches of the strike zone. If you're going to see more high fastballs, how to handle those, how to reach them, how to drive them. So you're seeing that kind of work. And that also goes with working the cage. A lot of the guys, and this is really minutia in inside baseball, but some of the guys have altered how they take soft toss because
in and out, that kind of thing. Yep.
No, but also just from a real interesting perspective, I mean, when you saw soft toss, right, how often did you see the guy throwing the ball underhand from the side?
Right.
Isn't that always the thing, right? So Jeff Albert's point is like, when is a pitcher ever going to throw you underhand from the side? So why bother? So he goes, for some guys who are comfortable with this, he throws over top in front of him for soft toss. And so, you know, it's the ball coming out of a release point that's familiar, from a direction that's familiar. And that's what some of the guys like. Paul DeJong likes it from the, likes, you know, soft toss from the side. And one of the reasons why is because then that helps him kind of recognize, okay, the sweep through the strike zone and where he's hit the ball. When there's this soft toss that's coming in, you know, hard, or, you know, like, not soft, really, to be honest, there's a timing involved, and it tells you really quickly whether you mishit the ball or not. So it's drills like that. It's thinking in terms of what are they going to see in the game, not what have they always done traditionally. What are they going to see in the game? Where's that pitch going to come from? What kind of velocity are they going to have to deal with? And why don't you practice at that speed?
Yeah, I've seen the speed, and I've also seen a lot of the situational stuff too.
Absolutely.
Well.
Yeah. And he creates games out of the situational
right.
stuff. Yeah. And
right.
so that's also part of this, Dan, is they are telling, you know, they're asking the hitters to respond to situational spots in the game.
Here's Saloon for Men, home base in St. Louis since 1997, 16 locations in the Gateway City, complimentary beverage, relaxing shampoo, hot towel and a mint, and a complimentary shoe shine, all for $22. And that is at Hair Saloon for Men. And all the Blues games can be seen at Hot Shot Sports Bar and Grill. Score a hat trick of savings. Great food and drink specials. Always at Hot Shot Sports Bar and Grill. 11 area locations. Find one near you at hotshotsnet.com. Proud partner of the Blues. Your home for all the games all the time since 1990. Some news today here at camp concerning Carlos Martinez. And I know your colleague Ben Fredrickson was all over that. And maybe you can alert our fans that haven't been to the Post-Dispatch website, the news with Carlos Martinez.
He's going to start a throwing program here in the next 2 days. You know, he's going to start the season on the injured list, which you and I have discussed and was, you know, eventually obvious as they pushed and pushed and pushed his recovery back. But he's going to start a throwing program that starts with catch. That doesn't start with throwing off a mound. That doesn't start with walking off a mound. It's going to start at catch, and it's going to go to long toss, and then, you know, you're going to advance from there. So he is going to enter the throwing program protocol, as they say, and then they'll see how he progresses, and how he progresses and what their need is will determine what his role is. He has been adamant in conversations with us throughout this spring that he wants to be a starter, intends to be a starter. He told me he signed his contract as a starter, and that's the role that he wants. Today, when faced with the reality of his situation, he said that, you know, whatever role the team wants is what he'll do. So he'll be considered as a reliever if they need a reliever. He'll be prepped as a starter if the time, you know, if he has good results and if the need is there.
What do you think, Derek? You know, I know what he wants, but what do you think direction this goes?
Well, I mean, Carlos Martinez at his best is one of the best starters in the National League. And to my eye, it would be not the wisest of moves for a contending team to take a guy with that talent and that ability who is shown to be that starter and put him in the bullpen, get more innings from him. But if they don't think he's that guy anymore, or he can't get his regimen in between start diligence together to stay that guy, and this is just going to be a recurring issue with his shoulder, then they know that a reliever's program works for him. that relievers availability and what he did last year, that that does keep him available, and his arm did respond well to that. So I think that's I know that I'm kind of straddling the fence there, but I think there's an open question as to which guy he is. You know, if he's the starter of a few years ago, then you start him and get as many innings as you can. But if his arm just won't respond, or he just won't embrace that responsibility and what it goes, well, all it goes into it, then you have to maximize him somehow. And relief is a pretty good way to do that.
Yeah. And it really,
I think I'd put it that they'd settle for relief. And I'm not sure he has the talent that he should settle or the team should settle.
Absolutely. And it sets up, I don't know about you, but man, it sets up what could be, if he's right, a dominant bullpen, doesn't it?
It does. I mean, Hicks, Reyes, Miller. I mean, it already could be. You know, if Hudson's not in the rotation, then that's a pretty stacked bullpen. That's, you know, some of the finest arm. I mean, that's what the Cardinals' reputation is going here around Florida, is people just are raving about their young arms and how they could stockpile them. And Schilt wants to. Schilt doesn't want to hide one of those young arms that could make a difference out of the bullpen, out in Memphis, ready for the phone call. He wants that. He wants those toys now.
Derek, great stuff. We'll catch up tomorrow. I appreciate it.
All right, sounds good, Dan. Thank you very much.